First in studio with me this morning is Brett Johnston, who is the Marketing and Development Coordinator for the Springfield Regional Arts Council. And we're actually doing something this morning that I can't remember ever doing before. We are promoting the application process for the 2018 Arts Fest on Walnut Street. I never really even thought about it before. It's just Arts Fest is this first weekend in May, and you have hundreds of applicants and so on. Well, you're really trying to step things up this year.
Yeah, artists, come on and apply. We want to hear from as many artists, you know, here locally, regionally as possible, and really try to step up the game on what it looks like around Arts Fest. And we're excited about it, man. One of my favorite weekends of the year.
Well, the plan here, the game plan, is that you really would like to have as many as 250 applicants this year. Now, that is not only showing artists, but also performing groups as well,
That number's specifically for visual artists.
All right.
You know, we'd like to see around 250 applications. And, you know, last year, 140 then actually showed through the juried process.
And you had like 200 applicants altogether at that point.
Yes, yeah. That's right.
And you'd also like to be able last year was the first time that you actually totally and completely filled, as far as capacity through the 2 days, the performance stages.
Yeah, that's right. We have more than 80 performances, and it was even to where we were having to find ways to get creative, and we had a couple kind of roving musicians who, you know, we found places throughout the street. But
right.
It's one of those things where, you know, if there's a larger pool to choose from, then it just increases the quality of the festival.
Absolutely. So right now you're at 140 visual artist applications. And again, you always have a big surge before the deadline. By the way, the deadline is the 20th. I'm going to figure out what day that's the week.
That's
next
Tuesday.
Okay.
Yeah.
So at the end of business, like 5 p.m. next Tuesday, the 20th is the deadline for artists, nonprofits, and performers to apply for the 2018 Arts Fest on Walnut Street.
Food vendors.
You'll be looking for more food
Bring
vendors, too. Sure.
Yeah, that's right.
And you see, this year, artists will enjoy a free artist hospitality house and the possibility of more than $5,000 in cash awards. Mm-hmm. Now, you can also, I want to say that this is marking the 38th year of Arts Fest, and it is scheduled for May the 5th and 6th. Mm-hmm. And I understand you're changing the footprint slightly once again this year, as far as where the areas that are going to be occupied on Walnut Street are going to be going.
Sure. Well, there was a lovely green space there where Kentwood Hall used to sit that we used for a live music stage. And since last year, actually just weeks after last year's event, that space became a parking lot. And it seemed like it just kind of stretched it just a little bit too far. If you wanted to walk from National to the live music stage on the other end, it was you know, really quite a hike. So we're bringing that in just a little bit and compressing that. And that live music stage is going to be actually on John Q. Hammond's, which has been one of the entrances. It'll still be an entrance, but there'll be something there. And then we're adding a smaller kind of intimate live performance stage right at the west end there. But it'll shrink up a little bit to the west. We hope it makes it a little bit more walkable.
Mm-hmm.
We also, you know, keeping the artists in mind, that's been a big push for the committee putting it together this year, is how do we enhance the experience of those visual artists? Because at the end of it, that's really what everyone is there for.
Yeah, I mean, you're doing it for the 20,000 some odd people that come mm-hmm. out, but you're also doing it mainly to give a showcase for the visual and performing artists.
Absolutely. It's you know, I mean, I just get the chills thinking about Arts Fest because you get 20,000 of your closest friends out there to celebrate the things that enrich our lives, and that you know, I think getting caught up in day-to-day, a lot of people sometimes take for granted what the arts have done for them and what they've done for, you know, our
for the community as a whole.
You're right.
Well, are you looking for any? Are there any specific areas of visual arts that you'd like to see an increase, or are you looking for specific types of artists in this final push toward the application deadline on Tuesday, or is it just the general anybody and everybody who would be interested contact us sort
of
thing?
Well, I think that I don't know if there's a specific. I mean, it's always been pretty well rounded in terms of genre, I feel like. But if you know, I think a lot of artists perhaps look at a festival like this and think that the process is going to be overwhelming. And you know, there is a registration fee, and you've got to register online. You've got it, but the actual process is, you know, we try to make it as easy as possible for everybody. And I feel like this year, especially enhancing the on-premise experience for artists, don't be scared of it, and don't. I think that a lot of people may be intimidated because there's a jury process that they may not have a good chance or whatever. But I would just encourage all of those artists who are out there working, especially the ones who are trying to work professionally as an artist, to take an opportunity like this and at least try. Put yourself out there. You know, believe in your work, and we'd love to see it and put it on Walnut Street.
All right. So the application process for the 2018 Arts Fest on Walnut Street concludes at 5 p.m. next Tuesday, February 20th. They'll also be accepting food vendor applications as well. You can call Springfield Regional Arts Council at 862-2787 or visit springfieldarts.org/artsfest. So far, about 140 applicants, and you'd like to see a lot more.
Sure. And like you said before, a lot of them will get a huge surge on the 19th and 20th because I mean, everybody tends
to wait till the last minute.
And so I feel like we'll probably get to that goal. The Bethany and Lillian over at DSA have done a great job getting the word out, and we're really excited always about that partnership. And I think we'll get those artists. And you know, if you're listening, it should be you. If you're a musician, apply. We'd love to have you play.
Right. You can, again, just go to springfieldarts.org/artsfest, and there's a link to an application form
for any of those categories.
All right.
Yes.
Or for information, call the Arts Council at 862-2787. Again, if you are a performing or a visual artist, or especially a visual artist, applications are still open for a spot at Arts Fest on Walnut Street on May 5th and 6th. But that application window closes at the end of the day on Tuesday the 20th of this month, Tuesday, February 20th. Well, all right. Marketing and Development Coordinator for Springfield Regional Arts Council, Brent Johnston.
Randy, always a pleasure.
Thanks for being here.